Without further ado, we're going to welcome on Mid Plains Community College. And Daniel and Ryan, how are you guys?
We're good this morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So would you say another successful meeting last night?
Yeah, nice. It's a pretty short meeting, but we're kind of winding it down in the semester. You know, we're only 3 weeks away from commencement from tomorrow, so lots of kind of end-of-the-year celebrations headed up, so obviously want to make sure that the board is aware of those and can attend as many as. But so for the listeners, we are having our honors convocation and athletic banquet in McCook on Monday, the 22nd, and then the following Monday, the 29th, we'll be in North Platte, both for honors convocation and athletic banquet. Check our websites, and you know, if you have a student that's being recognized, you know, we'd like to have you attend one of those celebrations with them.
And I noticed in the open forum and recognitions, a lot of student activity based. I know that Reese Halley provided an update on just how sports are going around the both campuses.
Yeah, so Reese and Gracie, both our student athletes and are the student senate presidents for the year. So they both sit on the board and do give that board kind of the update from the student side of the house, whether it be student organizations or athletic teams and what's going on. And so they've done a fantastic job. Reese did tell us that she signed her letter of intent to transfer to a school outside of, I think it was College of Health Sciences and Dentistry.
Pharmacy.
That down in St. Louis, and she's going to continue her basketball and track career. She's going to restart that. So we're excited for Reese to move on. And then Gracie is still undecided, but she said she's taken a little bit of a campus tour, and her twin sister is looking at a school at UNC Wilmington, and so she says she may end up there as well, but she's going to take a peek. So we just wish them well. Fantastic student representatives of the student body, and we wish them well. We're excited to watch their futures.
Fantastic, absolutely. And you guys did in your recognitions, you had some success at the FBLA Collegiate State Leadership Conference.
Yeah, so we have our FBLA. It's also PBL, I guess, is what we call it kind of at the collegiate level, but it is just like FBLA. And so, yeah, we do have some students that went on to the state competition here in Kearney, and all qualified for the Nationals in Florida. So we're excited to watch Miriam Harmani and Ethan head off to Florida here this summer and have a chance to represent Nebraska well and bring home some hardware. That chapter has always been successful. You know, I've been here 22 years, and it was long before I got here, and they can just continue to raise the bar and compete well nationally. And that's not just a two-year competition. That's against all two-year and four-year. There's not like Division I, Division II like there is in athletics. So just shows the quality of students that we have at Mid-Plains.
And I mean, a lot of recognition for the MCC women's basketball team as well.
Yeah, so great. It's a great time to get students to intermingle with the board a little bit. And so the McCook College women's basketball team shared the North Platte or the Nebraska Community College Athletic Conference Championship with North Platte. They split that one game and both finished 5-1 in the conference. And so we were able to recognize the team and let the board be introduced to that women's team. They finished 17-15 overall and had a lot of all conference, all region players that were named. And, you know, that is. Athletics gives a chance for our students to have some experiences that they maybe wouldn't if we didn't have athletics. And so Brandon Pritchett, their head coach, talked about the international students, and I think we had, I don't know, 9 or 10 on the team from McCook that are international students, and he said there were 47 international students on the McCook campus, and not all of those are athletes. And so just a great experience for those students to learn other cultures and see how the people live, and for those 47 students to also get to experience what life is like in America. So just a great opportunity for our students.
And I noticed in the consent items, the retirement of Becky Myers, graphic design instructor.
Yeah, I would say with reservation. No, Becky's been a fantastic. She's been our original graphic design instructor since we added that associate's degree.
Wow.
And so she's retiring effective at the end of the semester, and we wish her well. We will miss her greatly. And I'm guessing we can get our hooks in her. Maybe she'll teach a class adjunct for us here and there. But we wish her well in retirement, and she will be big shoes to fill.
Just give us kind of a summary of what the medical laboratory technician program is for the Coordinated Commission for Post-Secondary Education.
Sure. So every few years, we have to have our programs reviewed and submit our recommendations to the Coordinating Commission for Post-Secondary Ed. So your med lab techs at all the hospitals, they do all the blood draws and the urine samples, and they do all that kind of stuff. But we have the only program, obviously, in our area. Jamie Perry is our instructor, and she's just doing a phenomenal job of working with the hospitals. I think she said last night she's got agreements with 22 hospitals. We've had 100% placement rate for those that seeking employment in the field over the last 25-plus years. But she's just looking at creative ways to help boost the enrollments and really fill the needs of the hospitals. It's not one program that's really well-known because, again, we have such small hospitals in our service area, with the exception of Great Plains Health and Community Hospital in McCook. But she's working with those hospitals on how they can do some of their coursework, their lab work at their local hospital, getting paid as employees at those hospitals while they're working on their skills and certifications. And so, again, someone that's interested in those types of things in a laboratory setting, working kind of behind the scenes of the hospital, takes those blood draws, the urine samples, and other bodily fluids, I guess, if you will, the things that are tested, that would be a fantastic program for you, a pretty decent pay for a pretty short training program.
And I noticed the board did approve the 5-year contract for Genzibar Campus Marketplace, if I'm not pronouncing that correctly.
You did. You nailed it. So this is a 5-year contract. It's a piece of software that's really going to tag on to our non-credit side of the house, so our business and community education system. It allows all that data now to talk to our 4-credit data, have a unified transcript, those types of things. But what the end user is going to see, those especially that come for some of those non-credit short-term trainings, it's going to be a lot more organized. We can set up storefronts. So if Great Plains Health says we need all of our employees to have these 10 trainings over the next year, they can sign right into the Great Plains Health storefront, see all the courses that we're offering that are required by them. We can do something with Beck and Dickinson, Union Pacific Railroad, Valmont, whoever it is says, hey, I need my employees to have this type of training. We can package it. We can create a storefront. Then those employees can go out and pick those. We build a business or whatever we need to do. But it'll be a lot more organized and really give them that more of a shopping cart type feel, but a lot easier for them to find what they need.
Fantastic. And it seemed like maybe a shorter meeting compared to most.
Yeah, it was. And so then reports at the end, I'm part of the American Technical Education Association, and we were in Wichita last week as part of their national meeting at Wichita State University Tech. That's not a merger, but they're the sister college to Wichita State. And so great, got to see some of their programs that they've got going on and network with some other presidents and other faculty from across the nation. And we were able to honor our nursing program as the academic or the technical program of the year. So Kathy Harrison was down to accept that award. And, looking at some creative ways to get more nurses into the system in the hospitals earlier. And so we did create some contacts, and we'll be working with other states to figure out how Nebraska can help get more nurses into the healthcare system faster.
And you guys did have a press release come out on Tuesday awarding Marilyn McGann with the President's Awards. Talk about her impact with the college and what the President Award, why it's deserving towards her.
She is kind of Mrs. Mid-Plains. And so, she came here to teach and became a division chair and was a division chair for, a long time. And then, when Dr. Chips was hired here back in 2002, 2003 as president, we tapped Marilyn. I had just started here about 6 months before Dr. Chips did. And, she rolled right into that VP and just great leadership, great person. After she retired, she continued to work with the foundation, with other faculty. She continued to teach dual credit, or not dual credit, but online and some on-ground stuff. And she just remained that staple. And so really just awarding her for her, tremendous years of service from back in the late 60s, early 70s when she started here. So, more than 50 years of service to Mid Plains.
Fantastic. And I know we mentioned at the beginning of the interview, commencement just 3 weeks away. And for teachers and staff, that's got to be a rewarding moment knowing, all the hard work your students have given you, and now it's their turn to be recognized.
Absolutely. And it is a fun day of celebration. We get up and we get headed to McCook, and we start the McCook commencement off at 10 o'clock, and then we race back here. And this is something we did. We kind of learned it from COVID and kind of loved it, but we do our nurses pinning now at 12:30 for our RNs, and so that'll be in the McDonald Belton Gymnasium. And, nurses they sacrifice a lot of time with their families, and so those crowds that show up for those nurses is unbelievable. But so we'll have a nice celebration with them for about 45 minutes in the gym, and and then we'll clear out, and the administration will run over, and we'll do a pitting for MLT right then and there, and then we'll hustle back over here, maybe snag a bite to eat, and then line up for the 3 o'clock McDonald Belton commencement. So about 4 ceremonies in one day, but it is awesome for those students who have worked hard for the last year or two to earn their certificate, diploma, or degree, and we're excited to watch them as they continue to grow.
All right, fantastic. Talking here with Mid Plains Community College. Anything else you two have to mention about last night's meeting or anything with the college in general?
I would just like to mention that the Knights barbecue that was scheduled for Saturday has been canceled just due to weather, the upcoming weather rolling through our area. They've just decided to cancel that. And with summer just around the corner, Mid Plains Community College can help you get a jump start on your college degree. Our summer courses may allow you an opportunity to transfer credits back to your institution, saving you money while you're helping you earn your degree faster. Visit our website at mpcc.edu to learn more about our summer offerings and begin transforming your future today.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on the airwaves again. And here's to a happy last 3 weeks of students being on campus.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Jack. Have a good day.